Is this school not good enough for you, Brian? Were you out on the lash getting drunk? Were you babysitting the toilet? Or were you just being an adolescent fuck? Why the hell didn't you tell me that you weren't coming into work yesterday? Are you following in the footsteps of that pathetic no-show, Graham? I had to take your damn science class yesterday, and you want to know what happened?
Well, Stephen, I...
Shut it! Do you really want to know? Put it this way. I've arranged for decorators next week, not to mention the electrician. Your students are out of control, Brian. If you don't start showing up for work 24/7, then I will have to lock you in my fridge.
I do apologise, Stephen. I did try texting you that I was unable to make it in yesterday, but you wouldn't have understood the message because some of the keys were missing.
I wouldn't have cared a fuck, Dodd. I want what I want, and that is you to follow orders. I will end up putting you on a leash, Dodd. Now enough of this shit talk. On to more pressing matters. Apparently, ever since I took charge of your absence yesterday, all your students, for some reason, have contracted swine flu. Fuck knows how, because Neston is the safest place in the world. And my food is golden. I couldn't care less if they live or die right now. But anyway, you won't be teaching them, obviously. So instead, I would like you to make up for the hell that you've caused. This school is unprofitable, Brian. We're not making any money teaching these regular students. They're as poor as chips. It just so happens that tonight, we need a substitute for our new adult education program. And we're going to charge them through the nose. It will be a night class, so get ready to work late.
But I haven't even agreed to take the class yet.
I don't care, Brian. Because it's not optional. You will take this class because you owe me big time for the repairs and electrical costs that'll be coming out of your wages, you prick!
I thought you just told me that you would be making the money back through the night class.
The rest is going straight in my pocket as compensation for the inconvenience of having to speak to you. Now get out of my office. Be here at 7 p.m. tonight. Make sure you bring your sex education book. You're gonna need it, son.
I can't believe I have to work late. I'm going to miss Emmerdale, and my Skype Plus is broken because I don't have one. I wonder if my class is going to be science-oriented, or else even I won't know what the hell I'm on about.
Hello, viewers. Just to inform you about where we're up to in our latest story, Mr. Dodd is being forced to work late and he has never been to Neston High School in the evening before, so some things are a little unexpected.
Oh dear! What's happened?
You just driven into the gates, sir.
Why are there gates present outside this establishment? They were not installed during the daytime.
That's to keep the riffraff out, and you must pay at the gates if you're attending the evening class.
But I'm its teacher.
It don't matter. If you're not on the list, you ain't getting in.
I will not have obstacles in the way of my employment.
It's a list of staff who can get in without having to pay. What's your name?
Mr. Brian Dodd.
You're on the list.
Okay, thank you. Now, please, open the gate.
Hold up. You're on the list, but it says here that you have to pay.
I haven't got time for this, so very well. Here's my platinum credit card.
You can pay in a minute. I've got to let Mr. Peach through.
How's it hanging, Dave?
Fine, la. You?
Here's my chance.
Mr. Dodd drives his car into the school compound while the guard is temporarily distracted, and thereby he gains free entrance to his not-so-free evening class.
Oh, Stephen, glad I caught you. Where's my class?
I don't know. Why are you asking me? Put yourself in Mr. Field's English classroom.
But if it's going to be a scientific evening, I'll need to do my experiments.
Improvise! Now listen, between you and me, you're going to be in for a very rough evening. If you thought Bruno was bad, you haven't lived. Now, I believe that one of your new students is on the way, so skedaddle right to that class.
Mr. Dard walks to Mr. Field's English class and attempts to set up his science experiment. Unfortunately, when he tests that the Bunsen burner is operational, he manages to set fire to Mr. Field's copy of Macbeth. Anyway, eventually the student, and notice that I say student and not students, arrives.
Is this it?
I was expecting a class. Oh, heavens and hell and above and below. It's you. How the devil are you? Still alive?
Dad! I thought I'd never clap my sorry eyes on you again. I always thought you were a rather pathetic bad influence for my son. But we had some good memories. Remember the time I was driving my Mini? We crashed into each other in Iraq. Oh, good times. Good times.
I was put out by the situation because Saddam banned car insurance because of it. And the crash wouldn't have happened if we weren't forced to drive in the middle of the road.
I can't believe that I've got to sit here and take lessons from you of all the people. You were mostly useless as I can remember. You were absolutely no good for that empire.
I think you were right there, actually, but I have moved on to better things than being a technical assistant to a megalomaniac world leader that had actually managed to conquer the world. I am now once again a science teacher under the watchful eye of Mr. Peach.
You've been reduced to doing night classes, so you're still as much of a loser as you ever were in my eyes.
Only for one night only, thanks to you. So let's begin. We're here to learn.
What subject are we taking? What are you going to learn me?
Do you know, I hadn't thought of that. But according to Stephen, this is an adult educational programme, and we can teach you anything.
Stephen? You mean Mr. Peach? I didn't fucking know he worked here. He hasn't gone up much of the world, has he?
Yes, he's still here, unfortunately. Anyway, let's take off our regret hats and put our educational headwear on. What skills do you think that you are lacking in, miss?
Well, I want to learn how to decorate a cake on the outside and how to make certain curtain ornaments.
Well, Mr. Field's class is not exactly a kitchen, but...
Who the fuck's Mr. Field?
He is an English teacher and a bitter rival to myself, if I'm being frank, and I am. I think he is completely up himself. Not only that, he is quite frankly a complete cockface who needs to get bent. And he is...
That's enough, Brian! I thought you were supposed to be teaching me some shit! What are they, to look good?
Yes, of course. But please, whilst we are in this class, address me as Mr. Dodd at all times, as any pupil, young or old, must do in my presence.
Okay, Brian.
I will ignore that little piece of insolence on your part and get on with the job at hand. Now, where is my syllabus for this evening? Oh, my God. Oh, dear. I don't know a damn thing about this. No clue whatsoever.
What's the problem, Dodd?
I need a coffee. This is going to be a long day.
It's night time, you imbecile! And don't I get a coffee? Don't be so exclusionary. You're so selfish. I'm a customer here because I haven't paid, and I'm always right.
The beverage supplies are for the perusal of the staff only. It's Peach policy.
Did I hear someone say coffee? Coffee is my life because I have to sit through every single episode and listen to your boring vocal cords go up and down, Dodd. I have to drink at least 20 cups of coffee a day to stay awake.
John, Frederick, Michael, I can't be arsed saying your full name, Mac. You aren't wanted here. So could you please go back to your recording studio and just narrate what's going the hell on in this episode before I lose my rag? Can't you see I'm stressed at having to take this damn night class?
Do you think I care? I've just come in to ask Mrs. Hussein if she would like a coffee with me.
Are you asking me out?
Oh, don't be silly. Who would ask an old ratbag like you out? You're in your 90s, aren't you?
Yeah, so what? I'm a nonagenarian, and this is against my human rights. No coffee, and now no date. I'll have you know, John Frederick Mack, whoever the crick your name is. I'm not going to learn that. What I haven't got in looks anymore, I make up for in personality. You don't know what you're missing.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
What are you laughing at, Mr. Dodd?
I think his body must already be full of caffeine.
So are we going for coffee together then? You're going to change your mind instead of acting the fool.
No. Goodbye.
Now, before we were rudely interrupted, where was I? Oh no, I've just remembered why I needed the coffee down my gob. Look what's on tonight's syllabus.
What is it, Dodd? I come all the way here to this class. Make the effort. Do my one strand of hair. And you don't even want to tell me. Come on, what's the mystery? What are you going to learn me? Or am I just wasting my time looking at your picture?
You know what, madam? I don't know what I am supposed to be teaching you tonight. I will have to go and ask my superior, who is Mr. Peach, unfortunately.
I should have heard that, Dodd. But I didn't. So you're not getting the boot.
Is he that man that was rude to me? He's got a cheek. He wanted to see my ID. Everybody knows who I am.
We all know why, don't we?
What in the name of insanity is going on in this English class?
I was about to go and knock on your office, sir, because I am quite flustered tonight. I just don't know what I am teaching.
You can say that again. You've never known. I don't quite know why I hired you. I must have accidentally ingested mercury or something. I think it was the recession. Listen, Brian, if you can't get your act together soon and start showing some initiative, like actually using your brain to come up with what the fuck this evening is all about, I might have to show my teeth as a boss and fire at your ass.
I'm sorry, Stephen, but I don't know why we're all standing here.
What are you talking about? You're sitting, you four-eyed fuck, and you're on your ass staring at the ceiling. You call this learning? Are you on steroids? I think so, because why the fuck would you wear glasses like that? I bet those steroids make your eyes bigger. Just fuck off, Brian!
But I can't fuck off without my dignity.
Am I being fucking ignored here? Can I have a spliff?
I'm sorry, I sold out of those.
You know what? Fuck all this. Let's clear the classroom and go out for a pint. I'll lock up the school and tell all the other night staff to fuck off home. Come on.
But what about me learning? I'm as thick as horses vomit.
I am fully aware of your educational needs, but I haven't had a kebab in 2 hours. So quite frankly, madam, you are a very, very low priority. Don't forget the night class. I was going to give you table scraps for my evening meal later, rather than your wages, simply because I can't afford in a million fucks to pay you.
Oh, well, I'm honoured, sir.
Yes, but it's gone off now. So be grateful that I'm buying you a pint.
But I'm a non-alcoholic. I don't drink.
You will be tonight. Now get fucked in the fucking pub, you four eyes.
You know, Stephen, you are the most abusive individual I have ever had the pleasantry of meeting.
You know I'm good for it. Now come on before the damn pub closes in our faces.
I am sure as damn well going to learn something tonight, even if no one else does. What is your name, Mother? Did you know I never thought to ask, even after 10 years of loyal servitry to your dead son?
You're a right prior, aren't you? But if you must know, my name is